It's been a few years since the Saints won the Super Bowl, but certainly the memories of that day are etched into the cortex of Saints fans. What I don't remember, however, is what I ate. Super Bowl Sunday can be as much about the food as the gridiron, depending on who's playing, but when the Saints finally made it to the big game, I was too occupied clinging to hope to hold onto a plate. I don't need to remind anyone in the Houdat Nation that this weekend's Super Bowl Sunday will be much different. The New England Patriots face the... Wait, I can do this. They face the Atlanta Falcons. So, if you need me, I'll be at the buffet. Now, chicken wings rule the roost when it comes to football food. And this year, I'm on the chicken wing bandwagon too. I mean, could there be any more appropriate food for a Falcons Super Bowl appearance than wings? For those hoping that Sunday's outcome will preserve the Saints Super Bowl ring bragging rights over their Atlanta arch rivals, wings fit with that eating the competition theme that's so common to game day food. It becomes finger food as effigy, and a falcon with fried wings can't fly, never mind rise up. On the other hand, there are people in Houdat country pulling for the Falcons. Maybe they're Atlanta expats, or even just Patriot haters. They are rumored to exist. Perhaps for them, hoisting a gloriously spicy wing could be a sign of solidarity. For either camp, New Orleans offers a pretty rich habitat for wing lovers these days. And my favorites for the purposes of game day parties or bar top noshing fall into a few distinct categories. One is the old school New Orleans takeout joint, where the curb appeal may be low, but the party tray bargains are strong and the wings can be addictive. I'm thinking of Wing Snack, a little shack of an outpost on North Claiborne Avenue. And a few miles up on South Claiborne, there's a much updated new school version of the takeout counter, and that's Bayou Hot Wings, where gator and frog legs join the menu and the sauces range from buffalo to Korean. Another chicken wing subset comes from our Vietnamese food culture. Lemongrass and tamarind and garlic butter coat these wings, and spots like Tan Dinh and Gretna and its uptown offshoot Ba Chi Canteen are masters of the style. In Mid-City, a similar type of wing is the calling card for Mofo and its barroom sibling at Finn McCool's Irish Pub. One more path for wing lovers has been blazed by all the new barbecue joints, where smoked wings are menu staples and party tray specialties. It was just such a tray that first turned my head towards Blue Oak Barbecue. Smokehouse versions at McClure's Barbecue and Fry Smoked Meat Company also give great smoky meat that peels off the bone. This weekend marks the end of a football season plenty in New Orleans are happy to see go. But for one last football feast, I'm trying to keep things in perspective. As this game kicks off, the only sides I'm taking are celery sticks and ranch dressing. You can get details on all the wing spots I mentioned online at wwno.org.